Hello, everyone. It's the month of January. How are you feeling? Actually, this very day that I'm videoing this, the school has been called off in Akron and our own parish school tomorrow because of the wind chill factor. January can understandably feel like a blah month, like how to get over it to get on to springtime. And that can affect us all. And I know I've had people saying, I want to share a story about one woman that talked to me. This was, I think, about a couple of years ago, but I remember her story because I've reflected on it and thought about it because she was telling me something that probably many of you felt, but she was just being very open. She knew me from a few years earlier and said, hey, I really need to talk about this whole God presence and spirituality. And I said, well, what? And she said, and I've heard this from other people, she said, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, wonderful. So many activities, such great coming together. I threw myself into the decorations and the food and all of that. And the great story of Christmas, went to midnight mass and it was so good. And New Year's, we celebrated with friends too. But then here's January. And again, maybe a lot of you could identify with what she wanted to share with me. She said, how do I get over the hump? How do I get past January? And as we talked about it, I asked her, well, first of all, tell me a little bit about what you really valued about the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And she said, well, she threw herself into a lot of things. She was very happy to do for others. She mentioned that she had just such a sense of joyful purpose in what she was doing. Again, touching other lives and seeing everybody enjoy what they were experiencing. And a lot of that was what she was putting out for it because it made her feel, you know, like, gee, I have something to contribute. I'm bringing joy to my family. This is wonderful. And then everybody leaves and back to January and she's just with her and her husband. They love each other, but kids and grandkids are gone. And so kind of an adjustment, kind of even a certain measure of grieving, maybe not serious grieving, but just missing what had happened. And as we talked further about maybe, as she said, getting some other people together. I knew her and I knew a lot of her friends and they were all at her age, grandparents, and here there was grandmothers. And so we did get a little group together and talk about that. Maybe some of you would value something like this, but we talked about it and kind of got, well, what can we make better in January? And what can carry over? And one of the things that came out, because it was very faith-centered, spiritually centered, and it was Christmas-centered in this way. I raised the question. I said, you know, yeah, Christmas is meant to be exciting and joyful and giving and just everybody close and some sense of God and all of that, which is important. But Christmas only does come once a year. Thanksgiving shortly before it. And then you've got this lull, and especially in the northern parts of the states, now even in the southern parts of the state, cold and winter and drab and all of that. And what can make the difference? And I just ask questions because I like to do that to get everybody, let's think about this. How can January be different after all that joy of Christmas? And the discussion went on and kind of sorting it all out. And for one thing, what came out, because this group is very faith-based, was wow, they had a great enjoyment of Christmas and everything Christmas represents. God becoming human in Jesus Christ, God sharing his love with us, God letting all of us know that we are his beloved daughters and sons, God revealing in Jesus that he's with us through everything, our joys, our struggles, our laughter, our pain, all of that. And we said, wow, maybe we need to carry that forward. Christmas won't be for another year. However, if we stop and reflect on the message of Christmas, and not only the message as though it's just some nice story, but the reality that God reveals in Christmas, Jesus Christ is with us every day of the year, and he will be there in the January days of our lives. And maybe we can find ourselves, first of all, not just that, well, hey, we feel purposeful, we matter, but hey, every one of us is a beloved of God. We don't have to earn God's love. And really, in faith, we don't need to earn each other's love. That mystery of presence there and to be present for one another. I know I've talked 2 years ago and even now about friends getting together apart from the holidays and just enjoying being together without a lot of activities. Yeah, the activities are joyful, but wait, maybe we miss the precious gift of presence, presence to each other and presence of God to us. And so we talked about that. And I remember this particular group a couple of years ago, we just had an evening of prayerful reflection, looking at what were the gifts in our lives that meant so much to us and how did faith want to make even more of a difference in us. One of the things I shared with them at the time, which I've shared with other people too, you probably heard me share this, people will say, oh, January, the weather is so awful. It's terrible. No wonder we feel the way we do. And I think what I've often said, and this isn't meant to be a cliche, and this isn't meant to be some simplistic answer, but the weather can be lousy. But can we see with the Lord's help, with the Spirit working in us, that the issue isn't, well, the weather is lousy, so I have to have a lousy month of January. Rather, the weather is the weather. Yes, it's cold. Yes, we struggle with it and everything. But can I see, and we talked about that there, that maybe the bigger issue is not just how it is, and it is, but the attitude we take toward it. That January, and they even said, they started to go downhill with the attitude, it's January, it's cold, it's awful. Well, our own attitude, our own inner mindset can be the bigger factor in making for a miserable day or a miserable month. And again, to look again at all that Christmas said, the gift of love, the gift always there, the promise of faith, the joy that comes, not just because everything goes our way, because it doesn't, but because we know in the midst of it all, there's a God presence who loves us and is with us and gives us family and friends to be there for each other, not just Thanksgiving and Christmas, but in some way all year round. Maybe not seeing each other the way we're used to, but knowing that love is there and sharing it and expressing it in a variety of everyday ways. So it's still January. What can you do? What can I do to maybe have a better January because of the difference we know in the Lord and the difference we can still do for others? We may not give gifts of expensive presents, but again, the gift of our presence. Can there be anything better than that to give and receive with the heart of it being God's presence working through us? God bless you. Have a great rest of January.